Baltimore County's code states a developer cannot build in a school zone if that school is crowded. But there's a loophole. If there's room in a nearby school, the county can greenlight the development. Then the school board is supposed to adjust the enrollment by redistricting the school's boundaries, but that rarely happens. Parent advocate Yara Shake points to Towson High School at nearly 130% of its student capacity as an example of how developers have taken advantage of that loophole.
It has been used to allow for developments, concentrated numbers of developments in a single area. And that's been problematic. And downtown Towson is a good example of that.
Shake sits on a task force that will propose ways to change the code, including possibly closing that loophole. It plans to make a report to the county council around the first of the year. Another part of the code the task force is examining that favors developers says schools are not considered crowded until they reach 115% capacity. Lori Graff is the CEO of the Maryland Building Industry Association, which represents developers. Graff supports the current code, but she expects the task force's eventual recommendations will mean developers will need to make concessions. She cautions that any changes that slow down development would hurt the county's economy.
Every house that gets built, you have property taxes and other fees that go to the county. And all of that won't happen if you don't develop certain properties.
Graff says she expects the building industry will support the task force's eventual recommendations. Rick Williams, who represents the developers on the task force, said at a recent meeting that a review of the code was overdue.
I think you're forcing the council and other officials to look at things that we haven't really, hadn't been looked at in the past.
And that includes how affordable housing fits into this. According to the task force's draft report, affordable housing developers in other localities have asked for exemptions so they can build near a crowded school. That would help the county abide by a 2016 agreement it has with the federal government to create 1,000 affordable housing units in 12 years. Shake supported that agreement, but she says students living in affordable housing near PAC schools would bear the consequences.
The kids that live in affordable housing can go to overcrowded schools, but other kids can't.
When a development of any kind is proposed, the school system estimates how many children will live there and will be going to nearby schools. According to the task force's draft report, the estimates of how many children will be living in developments that currently are in the pipeline appear to be low. Republican Councilman David Marks, who represents Towson and proposed creating the task force, says the school system is not being transparent about how it's making those estimates.
I want to see concrete numbers, and I want to see overall more coordination with our Department of Planning.
Michael Dickerson, who is School Superintendent Darrell Williams' chief of staff, says before they hand over enrollment data, they have to make sure they're protecting students' privacy.
It's not a matter of not wanting to provide the information. It's just a matter of making sure we take all the necessary steps we have to make sure we're not doing something that is not allowed.
Councilman Marks expects the county council will act on the task force's recommendations, saying the county's classrooms are running out of seats. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1.